This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown, and this is the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying and racing on the Big Island. Thank you so much for joining us today, and today we touch base with a returning guest. We spoke to her a little bit about her journey into the sport last week, and that is Diana Hassel. If you missed that episode, I would suggest going back. It was last week, Wednesday, the 31st of January, that you can listen to Diana's story. But today we talk a little bit about her swim and some of the things she's done over time to get better in the water. Fascinating chat indeed coming up, so make sure you stick around for that. Also, just a massive thank you to everyone who joined our Facebook group yesterday. I mentioned that we've got some cool things in the pipeline, and we're going to be doing it within our Kona Edge Facebook group on the Big Blue Book. All you need to do to join or to request access to that group is head over to this URL. It'll direct you straight there. Okay, it's thekonaedge.com/Facebook. We've got some exciting things coming up. I had some feedback with regards to doing a couple of these podcast interviews live. And I'd love to get a bit more feedback before we do give it a bash. But if you think that'll be something you'd be keen to be a part of, and if you've got any questions you'd like me to ask, then all you need to do is head over to that URL. Okay, it's thekonaedge.com/Facebook. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Team Robertson Ready. Team RR provides personalized triathlon, running, and nutrition coaching. And as a client, you'll receive a customized program based on your specific needs for your triathlon or running goals. Team RR coaching is hands-on and takes into consideration each athlete's strengths, weaknesses, and unique life schedule. The nutrition program is individualized based on individual blood panel markers, personal goals, past history, as well as using current research on what works. Team RR is led by former elite triathlete John Robertson, who also holds a Bachelor of Science degree in nutrition. To find out more about John and the work he does with Team RR, simply head over to teamrobertsonready.com or alternatively go to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Don't forget too, if you're a coach and you'd like to use the Kona Edge to grow your coaching business, head over to that same URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and you'll get all the details there. Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some swimming. We join now by Ironman age group world champion, Diana Hassel. Diana, welcome onto the podcast. It's got a nice ring to that, doesn't it?
It does. Thank you, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Diana, let's talk about your swim. You have a bit of a swimming background. You swam a bit in your early college years, and that's pretty much stuck. It helps having a bit of a swimming background coming into the sport. It's almost a bit like of an unfair advantage.
Well, yeah, I agree, but I guess I would argue with you about that. I mean, my swimming background is just master swimming, so I really started, I mean, I grew up around the ocean and around pools, so I knew how to get one place to the other, and I was okay, but I really learned how to swim properly in college, just doing masters, so I wasn't a competitive swimmer, so I was really a kind of a young adult onset swimmer. And I have never really stopped since starting when I was about 18, 19 years old. So every day, though, I work on my stroke and my form when I'm swimming. It's pretty much a standard practice for me.
And that's important. So often people think that they've got this thing waxed and they know exactly what they're doing. But particularly your swim stroke, it's always a work in progress, and there's always things that you can tweak and fix.
Absolutely. Definitely.
We spoke about coaching the last time out. How important is being part of a master's group with someone on deck who can look at your stroke and point out things and guide you from the side of the pool?
I think that's actually very, very important. At least for me it is. I think there's some people that can train themselves and push themselves without a coach, but the majority of people probably fall into my category, where you having the camaraderie, the people around you and the people pushing you behind you, in front of you, and the coach, it really takes you to new levels, I think, in terms of your swim fitness, and also the feedback they can provide in terms of your stroke technique is really valuable. And most master's coaches are going to be very happy to provide feedback for you if you just ask them.
Over the years, looking at your swim performance, are there one or two things that you can really pinpoint that you feel have really moved the needle and improved your swim performance over the years?
I'd say I think one thing that's been a benefit is here living in Fort Collins, we have a great program where we have open water swims throughout the summer on Wednesday evenings, and that's been a real nice addition to my training in terms of just having the availability of doing these little mini races. They're really training races, up to 3,000 meters every Wednesday night at a, you know, pretty inexpensive to do them, and you can also run a 5K after if you want. I think that's probably been key. And the other thing is we have, you know, some amazing master's coaches here in town. I'm actually a member of two different master's groups, and one we have a long course pool. Once a week at least we get to swim long course, which I think is really beneficial as well.
It sounds like you've got the swimming thing down in Fort Collins. It sounds like the place to be when it comes to swimming.
Yeah, it's not bad. I can't complain at all, for sure.
As far as
to get in the water.
As far as favorite workouts go, what do you absolutely love doing? Let's talk about pool first. What are your favorite things to do in the pool?
Well, believe it or not, I really like the sprint workouts the best. those longer sets are tough for me. But I love getting out in the open water. So it's a little different because that's, you know, obviously the longest set, but I usually am wearing a wetsuit, so that helps. And I love to pull. Anything with lots of pulling is my favorite. I turn into a whole new swimmer with my paddles and pull buoy. So,
as far as the open water stuff, I mean, you mentioned that Wednesday evening thing in the summer. Is that pretty much the extent of your open water swimming weekly, or do you try and get more open water in during the summer when obviously conditions are a bit more conducive to it in Colorado?
You know, I haven't. I pretty much most of my years that I've done triathlon, I haven't done any open water swimming except for races, actual triathlons. And so this is for me is a great addition to have it available on those Wednesday nights when I'm not on call. So I usually make it about four times a summer to those events. But there's 12 of them, so I'd like to make all of them if I could, but usually work doesn't allow that. So, yeah, usually I use the races as my open water training more than anything, you know, because I do race quite a bit.
Dana, open water swimming for someone who doesn't particularly have a swimming background can be very intimidating, especially if you've done all your training in the pool. What advice would you give to someone? What's the sort of best way to approach an open water swim, particularly in a race when there's people around you and it can get a bit physical, the odd punch and the odd kick? What advice would you give to someone just to deal with that side of the sport?
Yeah, I know that's certainly very common to see that, especially with the more amateur triathletes and or early onset triathletes. And I would say, you know, taking opportunities like what we have here, if available, where you have these kind of low key training events, I think that's a great way to start and just start to get yourself used to the open water feel. And then starting toward the back would be a lot safer than being right on the front line. Because you're much less likely to have contact, and you're much more likely to be around people with more of your ability, and they're less likely to try and hit, kick, and punch you as well, because they're not going for the gold in the swim. And I think that's a good way to start. Getting in a little bit of a warm up, if it's possible, I think is good. Getting your face in the water, starting out not too hard, because a lot of people I know they'll start the race and then they'll have like a panic attack, you know, a little bit into the swim. So, just, you know, trying to start out at a nice conservative pace rather than going crazy at the start, I think would help. To alleviate some of those problems.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is great advice, and I love that starting, even if it's on the fringes, not necessarily at the back, but just staying out of the proverbial washing machine and just staying out of trouble. I think is great advice.
Yeah.
Well, Diana, it's been great catching up. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Obviously, you are a machine on two wheels, but we'll get into that in the next podcast. Thanks for your time today.
Okay, thank you. Good to talk to you.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. That's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Diana Hassel for sharing her Ironman swim tips with us today. And don't forget, if you haven't left us a review yet either on iTunes, they keep coming through and they keep bumping us up the rankings. I'm on a mission this year to two things with the podcast. One, to hit 1 million downloads, and we are still early in the year, but so far so good. We're going to need to do at least 100,000 downloads a month, I'm guessing, and we're on track to do that already. But the second thing that I really, really want to do is try and break into the top 50 of sporting podcasts on iTunes. And the only way we can do that is one, by reviews. So if you haven't left us one, please do. But also by getting people to subscribe to the podcast. So if you haven't subscribed and you're just listening to it, please hit the subscribe button. That's a vote of confidence in the eyes of iTunes as well. And also, if you hear a podcast and there's something that you know someone that you know would get something out of, please share. And tell your triathlon friends about the podcast. It would be massively, massively appreciated. And that's the best way for us to be able to grow. So enough about me yakking today. I really do appreciate you and the effort that you put in listening to this podcast. And I look forward to chatting to you again tomorrow. Don't forget, if there's anything you'd like to know, if you'd like to be in touch, you can pop me an email. brad@thekonaedge.com is my email address. I love hearing from triathletes from around the globe. So do reach out. That's brad@thekonaedge.com.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of The Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.